Governor Doug Ducey says there needs to be a change in the conversation about immigration and borders.
We talk a lot about our southern border here in Arizona. I'd like to help shift the discussion so that we're talking more about Mexico's southern border.
Ducey went on to say that much of the crisis is because of what's happening in Central and South America. He was speaking to the Phoenix Committee on Foreign Relations. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services was there. He joins us now. Howie, good morning.
Good morning.
So the governor wants to talk more about Mexico's southern border. Why? What was the rationale for him going into that kind of discussion?
I think his belief is, to the extent that we're talking about our border, he has a fear that we're going to end up trying to secure the border here more. And that could mean things like closing it down. It interferes with trade. And to the extent that the problem, which is really what we're talking about now.
All right. We're having a difficult time with the connection with Howie Fisher. We'll try to reestablish that. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Let's rejoin now with Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, sorry we lost you earlier due to the bad connection. You were talking about Governor Ducey talking about the need to sort of change the conversation on borders and immigration to Mexico's southern border. And you were starting to say that he was being trying to be fairly careful in terms of making sure that he could talk about that while not necessarily negatively impacting the state's relationship with Mexico.
Oh, he's very proud of the relationship with Mexico and certainly with the state of Sonora and Governor Pavlovich. And he doesn't want to be seen as telling Mexico, you will secure your border. He doesn't want to be seen as Donald Trump, you know, who says he can tell any country anything he wants because we're the United States. So the idea is, look, let's change the focus of our attention to why are migrants ending up in Yuma and in Nogales, and in Douglas and in Agua Prieta? Well, they're winding up there because of the fact that they came, you know, for economic and hardship reasons from Nicaragua, from Guatemala. But to the extent that they don't get into Mexico in the first place, well, then we don't have to harden our own border. We can keep the vegetation, the vegetables flowing. We can keep the electronics flowing. And we can keep a good relationship there, and then it doesn't become, quote unquote, Mexico's fault that we have these problems.
Howie, I want to ask you about a slightly lighter topic. It seems like it was a movie day at the Capitol yesterday.
Oh, yes, and I'm hoping you can do your best Jimmy Stewart imitation here.
It's not that good.
David Farnsworth is a senator from Mesa, and he decided he needed to show Mr. Smith Goes to Washington to his colleagues and to staff there. For those of you who are unfamiliar with that 1939 movie, Jimmy Stewart was Jefferson Smith. He was named to fill a vacancy in the U.S. Senate. We know how that happens, given what happens here. And he goes there, and everyone thinks that they can manipulate him. And he decides, wait a second, this appropriations bill, this is going to harm others. And he fights with them. They try to set him up and say he's the one guilty of corruption. And it ends with this pivotal scene of this 23-hour filibuster where he finally, you know, gets the public to side with him and gets his way. For David Farnsworth, the lesson is there's corruption all around us. The swamp is all around us. The deep state is all around us. And he said, that's not just Washington. I mean, he's very suspicious of what's going on here. And he said, I need to show my colleagues and I need to show people here there is corruption here. There are swamp dwellers here. And he said, the problem with the swamp dwellers in a place like Arizona is they wear coats and ties and smiles, and you really can't tell who they are. So he sees this 1939 movie as an object lesson to tell folks, you know, beware of those smiling faces, and they'll get you every time.
All right. That's Howie Fisher. He'll get the popcorn for you. He's with Capital Media Services. Howie, thank you.
You're very welcome. And next time I'll put a new Dixie cup on the connection ahead of time.
Thank you.